Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Let's talk some defense. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is our guy Matthew Judon here on this Patriots Monday. He is brought to us by Anderson Windows and by John's Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The names to know when your drains don't flow. Matt Judon on the Harbor One Hotline. Matt, good morning. Gresham Keefe, how are you?
How y'all doing? I'm good.
Well, we're trying to figure out what's a catch and what isn't. That's really been, I don't know if you can add anything. You're not a pass catcher, but you're a defensive guy. You know a catch when you see one. Can you help us out a little bit?
Sure. I really can't, man. I just be as confused as everybody else. And we just get the ruling and we kind of got to just keep playing football. But with that being said, you know, it's tough. It's tough when they don't go your way, and it's better when they they don't go the other team's way.
Matt, was there anything that the Vikings were doing differently than maybe some of the other teams were doing this year to sort of keep their quarterback somewhat upright? You guys were able to get to him once, but not sort of the constant pressure that we're used to.
They just had a different game plan. And it's kind of on a short week. I think they executed their game plan well. They kind of just stayed with the chips and kind of just didn't try to get out. They kind of just stayed up in there.
You mentioned the short week. And again, we're not giving you an excuse per se, but how did you feel going into that game? It seemed like the short week affects kind of the bigger guys that play to contact a little more than maybe those wide receivers, running backs, and the skill guys. How did you feel going into Minnesota?
I felt great. I don't think it was a lack of win or a lack of preparation. They just played a good game, and they outlasted us at the end of the game. And it really came down to the fourth quarter, and that's really where they won the game.
What's the mindset going into Thursday night against Buffalo, considering the last two times you guys faced the Bills certainly didn't go your way?
Just to come back and get back on the winning column. I think that's the focus of anybody that's coming off of a loss. And regardless of if we're coming off on a loss or a win, we just want to win. And that's really the focus.
How much can you guys go back, or how much do you go back to the playoff game from last year or the last regular season game, considering there's obviously new players on both sides, but there is certainly a lot of overlap year to year?
They brought back a lot of the same guys, and so did we. And so we just gotta go out there and play this year. We can't play last year's game. We can't worry about that. We gotta focus on the here and now and play what's ahead of us.
What is the key to really slowing down this Bills offense as you see it, Matt Judon?
I think of putting pressure everywhere, putting pressure on the line, putting pressure on the quarterback, and putting pressures on the wide receivers. And that's easier said than done, but that's the task that we have to face this week.
With Josh Allen, got to be one of the more difficult quarterbacks to face in the league because, first of all the penalties are designed to really go against the defense. You can't hit quarterbacks high, you can't hit them low, you can't hit them late, you can't do all this stuff, and yet he's as good as anybody at sort of breaking tackles and keeping plays alive. Just how challenging is it going up against Josh Allen?
He's a very good quarterback, franchise quarterback. The Bills knew what they were doing when they got him and developing him, and they kind of developed that team around him. And so, he's a great leader for them. And so we got we got to do everything we can do to combat what he does well and try to make him play left-handed. But I think he's pretty good with his left hand as well. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and it's a reason for that.
Dude's a freaking horse, too. Yeah, you know, big. Like, there's not that every quarterback in the NFL is away for anything like that, but how much worry is there, Matt, in terms of the designed runs with Josh Allen versus his plays that are outside of the structure of the offense?
I think both are equally as harmful to a defense. The design runs, he know he's running when he get the call, and he know where to pick and choose his holes. And then on the just QB scrambles, I think that's where his game has developed in a lot of in these years, because when he's scrambling, he picks his hole and puts his head down and goes. And it's not like he waiting for people to get open. He does it. He gets the first down, and then sometimes when he's running, he still got his eyes up and he can pass. So I think that's what makes him difficult.
Are you as excited as I am for the return of the red jerseys and the Pat Patriot helmets?
I am. Yeah, I kind of see them throughout the locker room, and obviously we got our helmet, so I'm pretty excited for that as well.
Looks good. Pretty dope. Looks I think really the fans good. Are too, yep. and yep. they got a Thursday night to get lubed up uh-huh. and ready to go and make all kinds of noise whenever that Bills offense is on the field. Matthew Judon, stay safe. Good luck. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.